Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good to have at 820 with us, Anna Radelet. She is the Washington correspondent for ctmirror.org. And, you know, it's not a dull beat that you're covering right now. Good morning, Anna. How are you?
Good morning.
Well, where to begin? You want to start with the casino, the satellite casino, which apparently is run. Is this a roadblock? Is this a kill the deal? What are we talking about here?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
But he knows. But it does look like it may be a kill the deal. It was all the approval of the casino was predicated on the Interior Department's approval
right.
of an amendment
right.
to the compact that the Pequots and the Mohegan, signed.
Yeah, right. The MMCT deal, yeah.
So, and the BIA just has declined to approve the compact. Their position is, whoa, this has nothing to do with Indian gaming. This is a commercial casino, and why should we be involved? It is not. It would be a casino run by Indians, but it's not on tribal land
exactly.
or land in trust or through the Indian gaming regulations, federal regulations, the federal law that established in Indian gaming.
Right.
So the BIA's position seems to be, this isn't our deal. Has nothing to do with us.
Well, so there you are. So, in other words, if that approval is not forthcoming and under the provisions of the legislation that was approved, pending approval of the Bureau of Indian Affairs, it would be a moot point. It just would not happen, I would guess.
Well, I guess it's up to the governor whether he's going to give this casino a license, it having not been approved by the
CIA. All right. So, or for the legislature back to the drawing board or whatever it may be. Can we talk for a minute about the tax bill? There are, of course, two that are working their way through. There are differences between the two. And in your most recent piece at ctmirror.org, Senate tax bill, big impact on homeowners, small businesses, and if so, how?
Well, it would take away, both tax bills would take away most deductions.
Right.
With certain, differences in either one. And the big ones for a lot of people are the ability to deduct your state and local income taxes, the ability to deduct the property taxes you pay. Those are big deductions. And there's also a slew of smaller ones, like the student loan deduction that helps young people.
Right.
And those would all go away in favor of a more simplified tax code.
But, you can see an appeal for that. But then again, if you're living here, it's not so appealing, is it? And the fact of the matter is, this does affect high income, high property tax states more so than it would, Nebraska.
Exactly. Nebraska, they're not paying, although unless you have a big farm or something, you're not paying that much in property tax. You're not paying that much in state income tax. And you might be, ahead because they're doubling the standard deduction. But where I live in Maryland, where you live in Connecticut.
Oh, God. Don't even start.
Big problem.
Now one of the bills, as far as the home deduction, the interest deduction, mortgage deduction, one caps it at 10, I think it is.
No, one caps it at $500,000.
$500,000. Okay.
Yes, you're right in that there is a cap on the property tax on the
right,
house
exactly,
bill
yeah.
at 10.
Okay. So there's that, and since we do play a lot in property tax, since we do play a lot in income tax, at least many of us do, that's no longer deductible. By the way, and I don't know if you've looked this far into it, but does the basically the elimination of the alternate minimum, does that help at all?
It helps you know, certain wealthy people who would otherwise, you know, they're paying the alternative minimum now because otherwise they'd have so many tax breaks that they'd pay no taxes. So it'll help some in Connecticut. Yes, there's a number of people in Connecticut. I forgot the figure.
But yeah.
It's greater than 100,000 who would be helped than that. But, you know, remember, you're also losing your personal exemption.
Oh, nice. Well, thank you very much. I feel very good about that. Boy, this was cheery. Got to stay on top of it. Anna Radelite's with it, ctmirror.org. And what are you working on now that we can look forward to seeing? What's your current story?
Tax bill is going to be voted on in the House.
Okay, so that's right.
Probably be more tax stories. And I'm going to take a look on as to see how well enrollment in Access Health CT is Ooh. Doing this week. Nationally, there's...
I'm here, it's doing fairly well.
I think so. And I want to know why, because, okay. you know, it's not a good year for no. for the Affordable Care Act.
All right. Well, there's a lot of confusion, and who knows. Hey, Anna, I want to thank you for being on. It's always a pleasure to speak to you. Hope to do it again.
All right, thank you.
We'll keep in touch at ctmirror.org.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.